Hey, Wes, what's going on, man?
Man, I gotta tell you, Randy, we just got done with Don Green of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and now we got a industry gentleman, Zach, and it's just a racking and stacking day, my friend.
I know. You know, it. I would like to think it could get better, but I don't think it could. But then it keeps getting better. It's amazing how that works.
It's absolutely incredible. You know, we were talking about Ben Gay the Third this morning. We had Don this afternoon. We got Zach now. I mean, if life was any better, we'd have to pinch ourselves.
We would, and I do that, and then I squeal like a girl, and it's kind of embarrassing. So, yeah, you know. But, well, yeah, so awesome. So our friend Zach, man, this is going to be an interesting one. This is going to take a little different direction because, you know, he is an industry guy, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. But his story is one that there's a whole lot of people out there that's been hurting in the past that need to hear a story from somebody that's, what's the old saying, been there, done that?
And been there, done that, has the T-shirt.
Yep, the trophy, and can come out on top, which is what our friend Zach has done. So, I don't know. You want to talk another hour, too, because we're pretty funny. As long as we talk, the funnier we get to each other. Or we could just bring Zach. Let's do that.
The funnier looking we get, for sure.
Well, well that's true.
Yeah, let's bring on Zach.
Let's do it, buddy.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
Boom! There we are, buddy.
How's it going, Randy?
You know what? I was thinking about it, and it's outstanding and only going to get better.
Yes, absolutely.
Well, how about you?
I'm glad to see you again.
It's good to see. It's been a while. We first met in Louisville. Yep. Louisville. Is it Louisville or Louisville in your world? What do you call it?
Louisville in our world.
Do you? I try to be like, I like to, Wes and I, who you met, our producer, director, buddy, pal, big brother, little brother, sometime bodyguard, Wes Wyatt, we're members of a mastermind group. And one of our, well, we got a couple of great friends in our group from the Louisville area, but one of them, Michelle, taught us all how to say Louisville because she lives there. And so I attempt to get it right. I get two things right. All y'all, I understand now the difference between all y'all and y'all. And now I got Louisville down. So in my world, Zach, from this point forward, is Louisville. Louisville. You got to say Louisville. It's basically Louisville. You got, like, most people with any kind of hearing abilities wouldn't even know what I said. And that's the way they say it. And I'll tell her that to her face. And I have.
I'm going to start practicing on that.
Work on that, will you?
Yeah.
Work on that. Because if you don't screw this up too bad today, maybe we'll bring you back someday. And I want you to say it right.
All right.
All right, that's a deal. So Zach, you own AZ Custom Remodeling. Give us a little history about your company first and what you do there, and then I really want to get to your real story, which I think is going to be beneficial to a lot of people out there. But tell us about AZ Custom and what you guys do and where you're at, and give us the poop.
Yes, all right. So AZ Custom Remodeling started about 8 years ago. Out of a necessity, pretty much needed a job, needed something to do. So I packed up my Ryobi bag that held all my tools and decided I was going to go out and start helping people with solving their problems. And so we started off cleaning gutters, picking up leaves, doing whatever we needed to do to get by. And it has transformed into way, way more than I could ever imagined it being. We're doing full home remodels, kitchens, bathrooms that are just amazing, beautiful bathrooms. We go through egress windows, foundations, whatever we need to do to essentially solve the problem of our customer. So it's been a fun road. We've recently got into and we're exploring more of the barns, and very specifically the barn dominiums is mm-hmm. where we're headed to go. I think it brings a new level in for the business while also keeping the interior design remodeling kind of thing all still intact.
You know, and you know, that's interesting. And you're coming from a different direction, which I think is going to do well for you, because knowing a little bit about the barn dominium world, it seems like typically that's a barn builder by trade, whether it's post frame or wood frame or a steel. But you take the builder and he starts building barn dominiums and then figures out how to do all the interior stuff or hire somebody to do it. You're almost coming from the other direction, right? You already got I don't want to say the harder part, but the more detail oriented part down already, you know, the baths, the kitchens, all those sort of things. So now you're just going to combine that almost from the other side a little bit and get into the building package itself. Is that kind of where you're headed?
Yes, absolutely. I think that our attention to detail coming from the interior world is going to be detrimental to our buildings too. I think that's going to be a fun part of it. It's been a long road. We've been at this for over a year now, and we've really got all of our T's crossed, our I's dotted, all the things like that. We're super excited about what this year is going to bring.
That's awesome. So you're going to be able to offer a full turnkey barn dominium start to finish if that's what the homeowner wants.
Yes, absolutely. It's stamped patios out front. We get to do all the fun things with that. So
right. Well, and in a lot of barn doors, isn't it fairly common, which was right up your alley too, of doing the stained concrete floors, right? That's fairly popular in barn doors too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, we get a lot of fun stuff. That's the whole thing is we don't get bored. Our guys are very, very skilled at what they do for the interior. And like our concrete and that kind of stuff has become all decorative. So it's been a lot of fun. We've got a lot of neat stuff on the books coming up, and we've got a lot of neat stuff behind us too.
That's awesome. So, that's awesome. Well, so what I would really like to, and we're running you're scrolling across the bottom. So that is how people can get a hold of you. Tell us before we go on, whereabouts are you located exactly, Zach?
We are in the northwest corner of Kansas. So we're 14 miles from Nebraska and about 50 miles from Colorado.
Okay.
We're kind of middle of nowhere out here, but.
Well, that's okay.
It's a nice community. We love the community. We have great support from them. And of course, we give back to that. And we do travel quite a little bit, but okay. It's just kind of part of the game.
Exactly. So let's really get into some stuff here. Let's get into the part that not only just because I met you and I instantly liked you and I appreciate all your support and enjoy what you do, Zach. But what really struck my or pulled the trigger, I guess, of really being excited about talking to you was life is not without roadblocks. Life is not without hiccups. Life is not without problems, right? You might have had a couple in your life. And what I'm impressed by is A, you say I did. And B, this is what I've done about it. And C, and probably the most important is I want to help other people. So I'm just going to, I know as hard as this is to believe for you, and I know Wes is shaking his head, I'm going to shut up for a couple and tell us your story, Zach. I would love to hear your story. I think people need to hear this.
All right. Well, 5 years ago, I decided that it was time for a major change in my life. Sobered up, got clean off of drugs, alcohol, the whole nine yards, and decided to live a clean life. It was a horrible, horrible transition. It was not easy. It wasn't fun. There was nothing about it looking back that I'm just like, oh, wow, that was fantastic. It was the best thing I've ever done for my life. Okay. I look back and I can see, well, I mean, I grew up like most other kids. I had a normal mom and dad in the household. I have two younger siblings. it was normal. Went to school, did all the things. What I didn't realize, though, is I was struggling with my mental health more than anything. And 20, 25 years ago, that wasn't really talked about like it is right today. So we, as time went on, I just ignored that more and more and kind of numbed those emotions down with alcohol to start. When I kind of realized I was having a problem was my mid-20s. Now, with that being said, I was a super high-functioning alcoholic and an addict. I had a house. I had vehicles. I worked every day, and I've been successful at everything I've ever done in my life, except for managing my mental health. And with that, the problems just kept adding up. I never did ever fix a problem. I always just kept adding another problem to that. My son, he's one of my biggest supporters. He'll tell you that life's completely different now, which is interesting to me because I feel like I'm the same person inside, but he thinks it's completely better. He says it's a 180 degree change. I dealt with anxiety real bad. I dealt with anger issues. I kind of felt, you know, like the world owed me something. And really, that was just my addiction telling me that I should be the victim of something. Well, 5 years ago, when I made the change, I really transferred that into I'm going to win. I'm going to beat this. I've spent the better part of them 4.5, 5 years now trying to figure out why addiction is the way addiction is and why people act the way they act when they're in the midst of it. And it comes to me that it's a chemical imbalance in our brains. So we've got to do things. And personally, I have to work out every day. I've got to make sure I eat right. I've got to make sure I get my list of things done so I don't get in a weird mood. I can't get too low and I can't get too high. It's there's a fine line that I got to walk through that. So, I mean, I do things like go to AA. Every week I go to AA meetings. We have a great group here in Atwood. We're getting, I think we got like 20 group members right now that show up every week. I confide in those people. They confide in me. We help them through their hard times. They come out the other end. And there's times that I have to call them and ask for help. Say, hey man, I'm having a rough day. What do we got to do here? Most of the time, it's a pretty simple conversation and I go out the other end of it feeling great. You know, there's a lot of people I think in our industry that feel like maybe we don't have help. And I'd just like to bring light to that. I'd like to let people know that there are others out here that will help. I'd be willing to help anybody that come to me and ask for, you know, needed an ear to listen to them or advice on what to do on, you know, these kind of problems or any kind of problems, whether it be alcohol, drugs, mental health. That's all super important in our game. And all of these little pieces add up to the big picture. And I think if we start letting little things slip by, sooner or later, big things are going to start slipping by. So As the group we have around here and our culture and our company is really built around sobriety. I've have a little bit harder of a time finding guys and keeping guys, but we help a lot of people out. We get to see a bunch of people come through in different stages of recovery and different stages of their lives. Some of them succeed and build and they go on to do their own thing. And we think that's great. We are so excited for them. We are not the end game. We're not the biggest. We're not the best. We're not none of that. We are just a stepping stone for a lot of people. and we want to see them get to where their wins are. And we do that. I operate that way every day in about everything. I just want to see people succeed. I want to see them happy. We bring on guys that are normally in very early stages of recovery. They don't have anything. A lot of them don't have a house because, like a lot of us, we've kind of messed up our lives. So we end up, you know, at the very rock bottom. And it is so rewarding to watch these guys come in, build up their life again, get their confidence back about them, giving them responsibility, keeping them accountable, all the things that are necessary for a successful recovery. And then watching them, you know, step back on their feet. We have a lot of guys that don't work for us that we still talk to. We still communicate with. We're friends. We've made lifelong friendships with these people and where they're headed. And so it's so much fun to see that at the end of the day, knowing that we're doing something for people. Yes, it's a payoff, right? So they work and we pay them and they do all the things and we all kind of go about our way. But at the end of the day, I just really am so grateful I'm in a position to get to see people get better and, you know, to build their wins. That's what it's all about. We're working on ours and, man, it's just great. I just really enjoy it.
Well, what I really like about this is you truly, because obviously the name of our podcast is Building Wins, and I'm all about building wins. But when you build wins, they have to always be win-wins, because any win that's one-sided will never last, right, for either party. So that's what I love about what you're doing is you're taking what could have been much more disastrous than it was, and you turned it around, but you're not just going and building wins now for yourself and your business and your family. You're literally helping these other people build wins with no long-term expectation. And that's one of the things that I love about this concept too, Zach, is I think the more you give without expecting back, the more you actually get back, right?
Yes. Yes. I agree with that 100%. So we offer subcontractor positions to these guys as they go out. A lot of them, they want to run their own thing. So once we've worked with them, we know exactly, they kind of know how we feel about things, how we operate, what we expect on a job site, how we expect our customers to be treated. So once they got all that, we really do push people to kind of be their own thing and to subcontract for us. It's one of the things we really like as far as getting these guys back on their feet. And, you know, we're in a man's man's industry.
Right.
That's the thing. We have a cold beer at the end of the day. And it's interesting. We've now been, so our local lumber yards and all of our vendors and people we work with, they all know that our culture is very based around sobriety, and there is a zero tolerance policy in effect with us. We don't allow our company trucks to have it. It's not on our job sites. We just politely decline and roll on about our day. So we've kind of become known as the sober company. So when we get people who are from that have never heard of us, which isn't too hard, but they come into the lumber yard and they'll start talking with the guys and say, man, it's really hard to find a place that we can work in and don't have to worry about our sobriety. Boom. Our name gets thrown into the pot right away. We get calls from people, I'd say probably at least once a month, twice a month, that are referred from our vendors, saying, hey, these guys will work with you. These guys understand. We know they're a sober company. It's it's been so much of a change in my life. I can think clear every day. I don't wake up with a hangover. We have patience for a lot of this stuff. Where I think a lot of guys don't understand is recovery is hard. Recovery is up and down. There might be a day or two in there where you don't feel good, just physically are sick. I get that. I've been there. So I have some sympathy for some of that stuff with these guys. And I think my main deal is I want people to know that there are other guys out there doing the sober life in our industry. I think they should know there's help out there for, you know, all the kinds of things we run into in a day. It's not all peaches and cream. We have a lot of rough time. And just reaching out, making a phone call to someone could really make the difference in your life, and you might even be changing theirs. So I want people to know that we would be more than willing to help talk to you, chat with you. You want to text, all my info is scrolling across the bottom of the screen here. Just shoot me a message. We'll be there for you. And with that said, you know, there's a lot of resources available, just as in anything we do, Randy. We read books. We want to learn. Let's pick up a book and let's read about it. That's a great, great resource. There's many, many books out there on this. So with that said, I'd like to kind of go into our community and what we got going on there.
Yeah, because your son's involved too, right? With some outreach programs, and unless you don't want, and I didn't ask if I could ask this, so just politely walk away from this question. But your son is involved more from seeing and living with what you went through, and I'm sure feeling quite blessed that you have worked your way out of that, and that's probably a lot of why he wants to give back in his own way, I'm going to guess.
Yes, absolutely, and I'm the one that's blessed in that relationship. Like, he is a great kid. And I wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for him. He tells me all the time how different things are now. And he's lived not a very easy life. I mean, you grow up on a job site, you're around a bunch of men. You grow up like a man. Mm-hmm. And so it's been interesting. He swings a hammer with us. He recently started his own lawn mowing company. So Mean Green Lawn Care is what he'll be doing this summer. So I'm kind of sad I'm losing my right-hand man, but I think we'll be all right for a little while. But he started, him and another close friend has started the awareness program. And that program reaches out to from fourth grade on up to senior in high school, and they meet once a week and they talk about making the right decisions, having a group in your corner, the pros and cons to living a healthy lifestyle, not lying, not cheating, not stealing, not drinking, not using drugs. They go over all of the things. It's not just that we're, you know, beating these kids down with don't drink and don't use drugs. We're trying to give them a toolbox to fill with all the information so that, you know, later down the road, we don't know what path they're going to take, and that's fine. But as long as we can give them the information and have fun while doing it, that's the key part when working with kids, is that you got to have fun. So we have snacks and we're planning to do some community service work with them and get them out in there. And we also do community barbecues. We put on barbecues for the whole community, family members. That's one of the main things, in my opinion, with recovery or any sort of program like that, is we got to have the family involved.
Right.
We got to get everybody on board. If you want to succeed in recovery, you've got to have your family support system, the most important part. And so we invite these family members out. We get the kids out. We play horseshoes and cornhole and throw some burgers and hot dogs on the grill and just have, you know, a whole day of fun and goofing off. I found that we don't have to drink or use drugs for that matter to have a good time. These things that were holed up in my head from years and years ago that, and maybe it was, you know, just what I seen growing up. Maybe it was something in me. I'm not 100% on that. But I thought that if you weren't drinking, you weren't having fun. Well, man, I get to enjoy my life 100% every day, and I live it to the fullest. I am super grateful to be here today. Where I come from, I should be dead. There's no denying the fact of that. God put me out here to do something about it. And so I've got to make the most out of my everyday. So I continue to do that. We do that in business. We do that in our family life. We do that with our community as much as we can. I am so grateful to get to be a part of your guys' podcast, to get to share a little bit of my story and be able to potentially help someone else down the road, that you can go from literally rock bottom and turn around. And now our company has been growing for 2 years, 3 years now, to the point that it's out of my control. It's out of my thought process. I ever believed it would be here. It's a God thing. We're obviously meant to move this direction. Things just keep happening for us, which makes me feel that I'm probably doing the right thing inside of me.
Well, I think there's no doubt, Zach, you're doing the right thing. And you know, you're not just taking, and that's what I really love about this. A lot of guys just take in business, right? Nobody, but a lot of people are not giver backers. That's a made up word I just made, but you know, so many people, they just want to take, you know, the profits, take the money, take the glory, take whatever it is, but don't take time to remember that, as we said earlier, and you're just living that every day, which is impressive. I mean, if I had a hat on, I have a hat. I have a first mate hat. My hat off to you. How's that? You know, it's not many that sometimes can step to the plate as you have, because I've got to believe, and this is something maybe to touch on here for the people that are watching or will be watching that have issues. I've got to believe that it's not an easy thing to admit those kind of issues, right? It's not easy to just say, hey, I've got an alcohol problem or I've got a drug problem. And so for you to be able to say, I did, but I no longer do, and I'm living a great life. I mean, that's huge, right?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, like I said, I'm super thankful and I praise God for that every day. I could not have done this alone. There's been many a people along my path that have helped me through, you know, that first step, admitting I had a problem. The first ones that'll admit it are going to be your family. They're the first ones to know you have a problem. And you'll hear little subtle things about that. Oh, maybe your drinking's a little too much, or maybe we should stop doing that right now. You'll start to hear those things. If you're anything like me, I didn't have a problem. Everybody else had a problem with what I was doing. It wasn't me. When you start working through recovery and whatever program a person decides to use, whether it's cold turkey or AA, there's NA, there's Celebrate Recovery, there's so many options, you're going to start to really look inside. And once a person sees the inside, I was not a good person. 5 years ago, I was not a person that anybody would want to be around. And I realize that now. So maybe I'm a little over the other way at this point in time, but I feel like I got to kind of make up for some of that stuff.
Yeah. Well, so, believe me, brother, you have and you are, and it's an impressive story. And I just appreciate you coming on today and sharing that story with us, your openness and willing to talk about it, because I like you, like you've talked about throughout this last 25, 30 minutes, people have to be able to admit it, to recognize it, and not be afraid to ask for help. Right. And now at least with listening to this program, Zach, people have one guy, at least they know they can reach out to, right?
Yes, absolutely. And day or night, my phone's on. You go to our Facebook page, my phone's there. You can text me directly. I'm more than willing to help with anything. You got business questions. You've got questions about sobriety, questions about, are you an alcoholic or an addict? You just want someone to talk to. You're having a rough day? Guys, call. We don't have to struggle through life alone.
Man, great message, my friend. I you know, just massively appreciate you. So seldom should ask questions. Wes always pops that up there because I forget sometimes. He's quick. Look, there it is. Look at that. What did we miss today? I think we've covered everything that you and I discussed a week or so ago when we chatted that you want to talk about. But I really, this is so important, and I love this conversation tremendously. What did we miss before we let you get back to work and I get back to work and keep building wins together? What did we miss? Anything that we missed before we get out of here?
Not right off the top of my head. I think pretty well covered it, Randy. We did a good job.
Well, it's probably because when you combine a brilliant producer director with a brilliant guest and a somewhat sort of brilliant host, how can you go wrong?
I would say brilliant host. We can't underplay that.
No, you're too kind. You're too kind. And also, I appreciate you not bringing it up, so I'm going to, only because I am. You know that I'm capable of busting the dance moves, right? You saw him.
Yes. That's what actually attracted me to you. I was like, man, that guy can break it down.
I'll tell you what. And you know, I'm looking here if I can find it real quick. You remember this lady?
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah,
she was our keynote speaker at the NFBA, the National Frame Builders Association show. And she asked for a couple of us board members to be involved. And as I was talking about, I think with a guest prior to yours podcast today, about just say yes. I'm a yes, sir. You know, to anything new. I'm kind of one of these guys that let's just climb to the 84th floor. And I'll jump off and I'll probably figure out how to fly by the time I get down because I have to. I have no choice, right? And, hey, we need somebody to come up on stage to do something. It'll be fun. Okay. Anyway, more than I anticipated. But you know what? That stuff right there is just good times and good stuff. But that's where you and I met, and I appreciated you coming up and searching me out. And, you know, we forged a friendship in that short period of time that going to last forever, brother.
Yes, absolutely. And Randy, we appreciate everything you do for our industry and being a board member on the NFBA. I'm sure that takes a lot. And I just really want you to know we appreciate all the board members. We appreciate the NFBA, all the books, the resources, helping out with the codes, everything. Like, you guys are killing it. Wow. And it's great for us builders, us guys out here in the field.
Well, that appreciate you saying that. And I'll tell you what, that'll get passed on to there's a lot of members of the board that are on the technical committees and stuff that do way more work than some of us guys on the general board. You know, they put the hours and hours into all that technical stuff. And you well know that's not easy and it's very time consuming and sometimes can go unnoticed, but Zach, we'll make sure that does not go unnoticed. So I appreciate that shout out.
All right.
Hi, hey, brother. Randy.
It's great seeing you again, man.
You got it. If we don't see each other before, you know we'll see each other in Des Moines, Iowa for the next NFBA show, because that's literally down the street from you almost compared to Louisville. Okay, one last time. Give me Louisville. I got to hear you say Louisville one last time.
Louisville.
There you go. That's better. I used to say Louisville, too. That's closer. You're getting there. You work on that. But you probably pronounce Des Moines as Des Moines, right?
Nah, no, you don't. No, not that one.
I'm sure you do. All right, buddy. Hey, I appreciate you. Go have a blessed day, my friend, and keep doing what you're doing.
You too. We'll see you, Randy.
All right. Cheers, pal. All right, buddy. Hey, come on. tell me that wasn't good stuff. We always have some outstanding guests. We talk about all kinds of stuff I love to talk about, but this one I knew was going to be good because that's a real issue out there, folks. It more than we know, and a lot of people struggle with things that we don't even know about, right? And they're struggling alone, and I love Zach's commitment to not only how he fixed his own life, but his willingness to talk about it. And as you heard from him, pick the phone up and call him. I don't care if you're in Maine. He don't care. If you're down, out, issues, problems, concerns, Zach, I can tell you this much. I've got to know him quite a bit over the last few months, and the man is a man of his word. He will take your call. He'll return your call and help you where you can. So that's it for today. I am going to rock and roll on out of here. Just remember, I'm doing it today. Wes is doing it today. Zach is doing it today. What is that? We're loving what we do. Well, that was easy to say. I'll start that over. Loving what we do, doing what we love, living it, loving it, and owning it. And you know, while you're at it, go make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.